expensive. There's research that can confirm much of what I'm going to share with you. I will refer to some of it, and at the end of the book, you will find a list of books to read on many of the subjects that I'll discuss. A lot of what we're going to look at is based on my own experiences. Experiences that I've spent years trying to understand myself. I've also observed the journeys of others I've encountered over 30 years of professional life. The approach that I share in this book has saved me from serious problems on more than one occasion. It's given me the ability to pitch unpleasant experiences overboard, retain my focus, and keep rowing my boat. So has everything gone perfectly? Certainly not. I make my own mistakes and end up in trouble just like everybody else. Even in situations where I really should have known better, I've sometimes managed to mess things up all by myself. And sometimes, the world doesn't go my way at all. A few situations come to mind. When I was 10 years old, my family moved hundreds of miles away from everyone I knew. I misjudged the willingness of a potential client to do a deal, and that carelessness meant a missed contract for a lot of money. On one occasion, I wrote a grumpy letter of complaint to my employer, the biggest business bank in Scandinavia. The letter went right up to the CEO, who phoned me and gave me what for. At first, nobody was interested in the original Swedish manuscript of Surrounded by Idiots, my first book. About 20 publishers said no, some of them rather brutally. I had to publish it myself. After the publication of my first book, I was pursued by a malevolent stalker. I've gone through 2 divorces. Of course, this list of failures, setbacks, and difficulties could be far longer. Nevertheless, I've succeeded with some things, and you can read about the methods that have helped me in this book. You'll learn how to never forget where you're going in life, not worry about what other people think of you, know which people really wish you well and who doesn't. Learn from every setback so that you won't run into a brick wall again. Stay on track, even when the people around you are doubtful. Turn a setback into a success. Stop wasting your time on the wrong things. Deal with your fears. Achieve long-term success without giving up on the way. Knowledge is not power. That familiar old expression, knowledge is power, is indeed deceptive. Knowledge is not power. The world is full of enormously well-educated people who, if we're being honest about it, aren't doing particularly well. People with all the right letters before and after their names. They know just about everything and can quote every possible theory, but they don't even have power over their immediate environment. So what is knowledge? Well, knowledge is potential power, if you use it, that is. It makes no difference what you know and what you are capable of doing. Not even if you have an IQ higher than anyone south of the North Pole. However well-read you might be, and whomever you may have listened to, whichever books written by the world's cleverest people you may have read, it makes no difference. No difference at all. What you are capable of is beside the point. What you know is irrelevant. The only thing that matters when it comes to dealing with obstacles and creating success is what you actually do. In the United States, 44% of all doctors are overweight. Newsweek, October 2008. I haven't managed to find any equivalent statistics for the Swedish medical profession, but all the doctors I've met are definitely not in the best shape. How can that be? They know better than anyone what you should eat and that you should exercise regularly. And they've seen all the sad effects of being overweight and smoking. Nevertheless, many of them also have challenges with their health. It doesn't add up. This kind of thinking may determine what you do with the content of this book. You can always nod and say, "Yeah, so what?" Or say, "I don't believe that." Or you can test it yourself. You won't know whether it works for you until you've given it a try. The problem is bigger than that. We tend to stick to our normal ways of thinking, even when new insights come our way. Ideas